This is Derek Carey recording the audio so story portion of the midterm assignment for Spanish 105 with Lori Lomask. Prospect Park has certainly been a prime draw for the rich, being both a driver of gentrification and an indicator of the economic status of surrounding neighborhoods ever since its opening in 1867 and the completion of construction in 1868. The park started its life in the mid-1800s amid increased public support for better living standards in cities. It was notably championed by one James S.T. Stranahan, who started advocating for the construction of a Brooklyn park after Frederick Law Olmsted and Calvert Vaux designed Central Park. Prospect Park, was intended to provide a facsimile of being in the country and attract rich people, and it succeeded very well on both counts. The construction of the park spurred a new wave of wealthy migrants, which displaced much of the old population, and started in a long series of cycles of rich immigration and emigration from various Brooklyn neighborhoods that generally continued in gradual decline until about the 1940s, and started to pick up again in the 60s, when an influx of lower middle and middle class as people spurred a new wave of renovations of the old architecture surrounding the park. This eventually leads to the founding of Prospect Park Alliance in 1987, and a new wave of richer and richer folks to now, once again, displace the original communities.